Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Changing the subjects, we have had and we've been hearing anecdotal stories about people that have either applied for the grant, the 350 Rand social grant. Maybe they've gone to collect it to be told that someone else has collected it in their name. What is the requirement? What are the requirements for applying for the 350 social grants, and how is this managed? Nandi Mosia is the SASSA Gauteng's spokesperson. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners.
So just take us through a little bit of the process. What is the requirement in terms of qualification?
The requirements for qualifying for the 350 grants are simple, Howard. We, number one, saying it should be for people who don't have an income at all.
Right.
That form the basis of the grant. You should not be expecting money from UIF. You should not be getting a salary. You should not be getting a social grant for yourself.
Okay, so there's absolutely zero income. That's how you qualify.
Zero income pay.
Which is pretty clear.
We should remember that. Sorry, Howard?
I'm sorry, that's pretty clear then.
Yes.
Right.
The basis of the grant was the president, with his first introduction of the grant, saying it's for the people who were affected by COVID, because we know a lot of businesses closed, people lost income. So just to substitute for that and try and ask this government introduce the 350 grant.
Right, which we know is not a lot of money, and it's really I imagine came about because that's what could be afforded. Is that right? I mean, I don't think 350 is not a number that was calculated to, you know, to provide, you know, what a family or what a person needs.
Of course.
Right. So assuming somebody is able now to qualify, somebody is qualified, they get absolutely they have no income from any way. How do they go about doing this?
What I recommend them to do is to log on to the website, which is www.srp@sasa.gov.za. When you go into the website, it gives you different tabs. So you must go into the tab of application, but you must make sure that you've got a working cell phone number, because as soon as you lodge your application on the website, an OTP would be sent to your phone, which is what you would require to finish off the application or do your update checkups as we move along in the application process. So you go to the website, under SRD, you lodge your application there. You don't just lodge an application on that website. You can, if you've applied and then you're rejected for whatever reason, whether it's UIF, whether it's they saying you've got alternative income, you can still go to the very same website to go and appeal. So in essence, what I'm saying is the 350 grant is an online grant completely. You cannot come to a SASSA office and say, do this for me. A person must do it for themselves, on the website. Whether you appeal, whether you inquire, whether you check your status, you can do it all there at the comfort of your own home.
Right. And then once that's approved, that's when you then go and collect your monthly grant.
As soon as it's approved, you receive an SMS that indicates to you that your grant has been approved. Your payment would be either at the post office or in your bank account, if you've given us your bank account, or an e-voucher, which is your electronic voucher system that you can go and withdraw at an ATM. As soon as you get that SMS, you would go to an outlet that where we've led you to go to and collect your money from there. Howard, when you apply, we've got systems that we do to verify the information that you've provided to us. We just don't take it from what you've captured. So we go against Department of Labor's database and check, do you have any UIF outstanding to you? We'd go to SARS and check your standing in terms of business-related against different databases, like your PESAL, which is government employee, your PESOL, which is municipal employees, to check if you're not in any of those, and then the grant will be activated.
Are you seeing a lot of cases of fraud happening?
Definitely we have. As reported in the news in the last month or so, we've seen people who've gotten into the system under false pretenses, and definitely those are being dealt with in the correct process.
So that you are seeing that, and do you think that, or do you have an indication as to where that's coming from? Is it internal at SASSA? Is it external? Is there any, or from government? Is there any sense yet of where
it's multifaceted? As we read from the report from the AG, to saying there's directors of companies, you know, who have been found to have applied and have sneaked into the system. Those, as we speak, they are being dealt with by the law. And we've got a few cases where we've got employees, be they of provincial governments or local municipalities, who have been found on the system, and those are being dealt with as well.
That's absolutely, I mean, the thought of somebody stealing money from the most vulnerable members of our community and society, I'm not sure that it gets much worse than that.
That's downtrodden. However, I should indicate again that we're getting a lot of people who are coming to our offices to say, I applied by mistake. I don't deserve the grant. Please cancel my grant for me.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful.
People whose conscience catches up with them, then they come and cancel the grant, and then we cancel it for them. But not without giving them a lecture on the consequence of what they were trying to do.
That is the note we're leaving it on, because I absolutely love that. Nandi Mosia, SASSA Gauteng spokesperson, spoke to us this morning about the grants. It is 8:56. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning.